HMS Killin Sound. Early history. Her keel was laid down as yard number 1171 at William Gray and Company Limited, West Hartlepool, on January 7, 1944, for the Admiralty as an airframe repair ship. She was one of five Moray Firth class repair ships building in British yards, Blea Firth, Killin Sound, Home Sound, Moray Firth and Solway Firth, that were planned as aviation repair ships for deployment with the fleet train of the British Pacific Fleet. She was launched on November 2, 1944. She was completed by William Gray and Company Limited in January 1945 and moved up the coast to South Shields to be outfitted with specialist workshops and equipment for the support of American airframe types Grumman Avenger, Voigt Corsair, and Grumman Hellcat. See end note. Like her sister ships of the Moray Earth class, Killin Sound carried two large twin-engine lighters for ferrying airframes to and from the aircraft carriers or from shore bases. She commissioned as HMS Killin Sound on July 9, 1945, Commander D. M. McLean R.D., R.N.R. in command. She was named for the deep channel which separates the islands of Skye and Soe from Rum and Canna, in the Inner Hebrides. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. There is no record of her sailing from the UK. The July 1945 Navy list details 16 officers appointed to the ship. Post-war in 1946 she was placed in the Reserve Fleet at Harwich, as HQ ship of the senior officer. She was placed on the disposal list in 1947 and sold to the Margarita Steamship Company, Limited, of Greenock, part of the Clunies Shipping Company, and converted early in 1948 into a cargo ship and renamed James Clunies. On April 21, 1949 she ran aground and was lost on Punta Mogotes Spit, Argentina, on passage from Bahia Blanca for Italy with grain. End note, records are sketchy for HMS Deer Sound and the five Moray Firth class repair ships built for the fleet era arm, however there were two distinct types, component repair, and engine repair. It is highly probable that these ships specialized in either British or American types. What evidence exists suggests the following assignments: Deer Sound, Component, Home Sound. Component, British airframes and component types. Killin Sound, Component, Blea Firth. Engine, British inline engines. Moray Firth, Engine. Solway Firth, Engine. See Admiralty Fleet Order 7521, 1945. Complement Amendments, dated 27 December 1945, which states HM ships Blea Firth, Moray Firth and Solway Firth, as aircraft engine repair ships, Admiralty Letter N.1574344 of 5th of July, 1944. HMS Deer Sound as aircraft component repair ship, Admiralty Letter N.2983743 of 7th of March, 1944. HMS Home Sound as aircraft component repair ship, Admiralty Letter N.3270644 of the 8th of January 1945. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.